Next is Latoya Salmon.
Okay, Deacon Albert.
God bless you, Deacon Latoya. I just hear God saying that He is breathing and He's blowing upon the dreams that you had as a child, the childhood dreams. And I just see God really blessing you as far as the visions that you had and bringing it to pass on your behalf. There is something significant about 23. I know it's the date that you were born on, but I see God doing something with you with the number 23. And then I saw the number on Michael Jordan's jersey. But I see something taking place with 23. I know you can have 23 days of blessings that are going to be coming forth. But 23, there's something symbolic that God is going to be doing with you and that, with that number. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Deacon Latoya. I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying much wisdom. God says that He's even taking your wisdom to another level. God says you speak those things and you speak what you hear. And God says sometimes what you speak even profound you. But God says that there's much wisdom in you and there's much writing for you to do. But God says that there's much that you have for His kingdom. God says that He's going to bring you forth. And God says He's going to bring you forth in a new way. And God says for you to get prepared, because I'm hearing God says a new you. And God says a new you, a turnaround. And God says a new wardrobe, a new walk, a new talk, a new you. And God says that there's so much on the inside of you, and there's some things that haven't even been tapped upon yet. But God says for you to get ready, woman of God, because He's about to show you off. And I'm hearing God say you're prophetic. It's going to another level. God says, oh, yes. God says that they have not seen the new Latoya. They have not seen the new Latoya. God says that He's going to put a voice in your mouth and a voice that shall be heard. And God says that some of what you see and what you hear may even appear fearful to you. But God says to be not afraid. Just know that I'm with you. God says for you to get ready, woman of God, because there's much that He shall show you and He's going to show you all through the world. And God says that He's bringing you to the forefront, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, woman of God, Deacon Latoya. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today. I heard Spike Lee. I don't know what this means, if anything, yet I hear Father God said Spike Lee. But Father God said study his work, study his techniques, study his methodology, study his psychology. But Father God said you're going to be one that's going to be bring deliverance to those in the kingdom. I hear Father God saying, rise up, woman of God. I agree with the word of the Lord and the prophet that has spoken. For Father God says the struggle is over, woman of God. The new you has emerged. And I hear Father God says, get ready to pack a bag. I see you on the road a lot. Father God says you're going to continue your work. You're going to continue your service. Yet Father God says there's something concerning the road overseas. Prepare your passport for travel. For Father God says this is the season of recognition, restoration and transformation. And Father God says, I see hiking boots, and I see almost like a safari gear. Father God says, prepare for the next level. And God says, journal. Keep your journal going, whether it's on your phone. Father God says, keep the journal going, because you're going to not only publish your journals, you're going to televise your journals. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. And just prepare, Deacon Latoya, because God is really able to do some unique things for you. And I just see you having such a voice to a people and to a generation. And you're going to start seeing the shifting. And you're going to find that God's going to visit you in your dreams in a unique way. For the Lord says you're rising up and you're going to the next level. And yea, even your prophetic gifting. And you're going to find that God's going to open up doors for ministry, because I see you talking to a people. I see you ministering to a people. For the Lord says, minister, 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 Latoya, minister, Latoya. And yes, you will grow in ministry, and yes, you will prosper in ministry, and I will make you a voice. And you're going to find that you're going to head up departments. You're going to head up youth departments, and they will look to thee as a voice. They will look to thee and call thee even mother, for the Lord says, I shall raise up the nurturer inside of thee in this season, and you will teach men. You're going to have prophetic classes, prophetic drama situate things that you're going to be doing, prophetic art. Now the Lord says, begin to incorporate the prophetic in your art, because I see you not just doing stuff on computers, but I see you with a paintbrush, and I see you painting prophetic art. Okay, prophetic art. And this prophetic art, with it, you're going to be able to minister through the art, minister through the drawings, and it's going to produce a healing. And that is the word of the Lord, because you're going into a new dimension in God. And that is the word of the Lord, prophetess, Deaconess Satoya.